This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, that's right. Don't worry, he'll be there for you guys because the Giants are going to take Rashawn Gary and fully bleep my offseason. Let me get to the Kareem Hunt stuff because I feel very, very strongly about this. And I'm neither here nor there about the suspension, okay? We knew he would get at least four games, but eight, four, six, it didn't matter to me. Let's get down to brass tacks about what this is really about. Now that the suspension is out and you can't hide behind it and say, well, he may never play again, or whatever the rest of you Lions maniacs tried to argue with me, it's simple. The Lions F this up to the highest level by not pursuing Kareem Hunt. Do you understand what the Browns have now? The Browns at the midway point of their season are going to just acquire or have drop in from outer space one of the three best running backs in football, totally fresh and out to prove the world wrong, right? Out to prove himself. At the time you need it most. And for what? $1 million? You gave Danny Amendola five. Now Kareem Hunt is suspended eight games. Did the Lions screw up by not going to get him? Does your opinion change? Or are you steadfast? No, I didn't want him here. No, it won't be worth it. I was stunned hearing Doug Karsh earlier. Stunned. Said he didn't want him here because he worries that it's not over. Well, what's not over? What, are we in the business now of presuming there's more video or this guy's going to do something else wrong? I didn't get Doug's opinion. I didn't have time in crosstalk to really get into it, and I don't care to. It's simple. If Kareem Hunt so much as farts on an elevator, you cut him. But now the Cleveland Browns are going to start their season with Nick Chubb as the primary back. And just at the point in the year where Nick Chubb may start to wear down a little bit, Kareem Hunt will be there full strength, full tilt, ready to roll. And what do we got? Zach Zenner? Some stiff they're going to draft in the fifth round? That's what you're fed. I will stand by what I said then, and I'll say it now. I'll say I don't give a damn. It was a no-risk acquisition. The Browns signed him on a one-year deal with a team option, $1 million, and an opportunity to sign him long-term if he earns it. There is no risk. But that's the difference, isn't it? One organization's trying to win a Super Bowl. The other organization's trying to win a popularity contest. Isn't that really what it comes down to? Yeah, I know you're driving your car and you hate my guts right now for saying it. Oh, Mike hates the Lions. No, you know what I hate? I hate losers. And the Lions, they're losers. They don't behave like winners. Think about what this offseason would have been had they gone full Monty. Go acquire Kareem Hunt. Go trade for AB and make the signings you made. That's what winners do. That's what a team that's desperate to win does. And you didn't do it. You took the easy way out. You went into free agency. You signed all the Patriots you could. Fine. And they might be better. And they might be a playoff team. But they're not a Super Bowl team. And they still need a running back. And they're still woefully inadequate on offense. And now we find out that Kareem Hunt will serve an eight-game suspension. And he's got from now until that point to get his body in the best shape of his life, rehab his image, get his body right, get into that playbook, and be ready to hit the ground running in week 9 of the NFL. And the Browns, it will be the equivalent of making the best trade at the trade deadline they could make. I'm very angry the Lions didn't do it. I was angry then. I'm angry now. And barring some unforeseen circumstance where either Kareem Hunt is banned for life or Kareem Hunt has forgotten how to play football, I will be angry forever that the Lions did not go out and make that signing. 248-539-9797. Now, if you want to argue it, you better bring some reasons to the table. And without being disrespectful to Doug, because that is not my intent, you can't just say, well, because I'm worried it might not be over. Do you have sources? Do you have video? Have you been told something? Because if that's just something you're throwing out there, nope, not having that. Now, I'm here to listen. Go ahead. Somebody come up to a point with the contrary. Somebody argue with me. Or if you're half as pissed off as I am, feel free to just voice your opinion. Because that's where I'm at. We still need a running back. And they're offering you Zach Zenner.
I also want to point out for anyone saying that, oh, why would they pay him $1 million for only playing half the season?
Because he's worth 20.
No, but I want to be clear on that too, because that's also a misguided belief. He's forfeiting over $300,000 of this because of these eight games. His base salary this year is only, how about this, $645,000.
Dude, it's like the veteran minimum.
Cut that in half. He's another 303s off of it.
Yeah, so let me get this straight, Mike.
The money's not an issue.
The guppies who line up on ticket text don't say a word when you pay 33-year-old Danny Amendola $5 million. But yet, you want to make the hill to die on. Why would you spend $1 million? Do me a favor. What's the NFL salary cap this year? What is it? $180 million? What's the total?
We have $189.
So $189 million. Mike, could you do some math for me? Because I'm not very good at math. What's $1 million out of $189 million?
0.5.
Blow it out your ass.
0.5%.
You're going to get on a ticket text and you're going to bitch about 0.5%? Go sit on a Roman candle and launch yourself to Canada. 0.5% of your salary cap. One of the top 10 offensive players in the league. 248-539-9797. You're damn right I'm pissed off. Browns are making every move in their power to make a Super Bowl. We're sitting here. Oh, you don't bitch that you made Trey Flowers one of the highest paid players in the league. You don't bitch about that, though. Guy's got a career high of 7.5 sacks. You don't bitch about that, though. You don't bitch that you just got the highest paid slot corner in football. Oh, no. You don't line up on ticket text there, you dumbasses. You line up to defend your franchise by saying, why would I pay a guy $1 million for eight game? Hey, here's a dirty secret. I'd pay Kareem Hunt $1 million a game, per game. One of the three best running backs in football. What's the matter with you? I can't believe some of the people on this station, and I can't believe some of you Lions fans who haven't been given a damn thing. Eight-game suspension keeps his nose clean, and no one's going to talk about it. No one is going to talk about what he did, period. They don't talk about Tyreek Hill. It won't happen. The media won't touch it. The NFL will bury it. Only thing you got to do is look yourself in the mirror and decide whether winning's important enough to have possibly a bad dude on your team. Unbelievable to me. Had to listen to people. Oh, he may be out forever. Really? I'll take a $1 million chance he's not. Oh, how do you know he's playing next year? Because I know. Worst case, it's eight games. What comes out today? Eight games. Kerryon Johnson, Kareem Hunt. Think that over in a run-first, ball-control offense where checkdowns are a good thing. What does Kareem Hunt do? Oh, that's right. He lines up and plays in the slot. Tired of it. I'm tired of accepting less. And I'm tired of fans in this town defending this team. Grow up. The Browns now have already made a massive trade deadline acquisition for 2019. And this is before the draft. This is before cut down days, late veteran signings, etc. 248-539-9797. I look forward to your calls next. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.